Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The U.S. Federal Treasury today says it is altering its formula for paying interest on excess balances that banks keep with it in order to have less effect on overall interest rates. It says the new formula sets a rate on excess balances at the lowest federal funds target rate, minus 35 basis points. The previous formula set it at minus 75 basis points. Meanwhile, world leaders will meet on November 15th in Washington to address the global financial crisis, the first in a series of summits to mitigate what economists predict could be a long and deep downturn. The first meeting will be held to discuss underlying causes of the financial crisis, review progress being made to address it, and start developing reforms needed to ensure it does not happen again. Currently, Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 87.69. And as I look at it, it's down 263 points, while the NASDAQ is at 16.72, and it is off 24 points.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 5:69, down 13 on the open March, 5:84, down 15 and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:32, down 17 on the open March, 5:52, down 17 May, 5:80 and a half, down 2 and a half July, 5:80, down 16 and a half on the open. December corn opened at 3:90, down 21 on the open March, 4:06, down 21 and three quarters May, 4:17, down 22 and a quarter July, 4:30, down 20 September, 4:32 and a half, down 25 and three quarters December, 4:43, down 22 March of 2010, 4:71, down 5 and a quarter on the open. May, 4:60, down 24 and a quarter on the open. November beans open at 8:72, down 26 on the open. January, 8:70, down 45 and a quarter. March, 8:88, down 36 and a half. May, 8.98, down 35 and a half. July, $9, down 41 and a quarter. November of 2009, 9:02, down 45 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 254, down 11.80 on the open. January, 265, down 190. December soybean oil opened at 34, down 180 on the open. January, 34.30, down 199. And then as we look over at the Merck, I see that we have opens.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Sorry about that. I clicked on my mouse accidentally, actually dropped something on it and made it trigger again. Let's go ahead and bring in Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
It is a very hectic morning over on the crude oil pit. The last I looked, crude oil was down almost $4 today, despite what appears to be an OPEC meeting that's going to meet on Friday, and they're going to talk about oil reductions probably in excess of 1 million barrels a day. But I guess the recession worries, at least today, are winning out.
The inventory of gasoline and crude oil was a little larger than expected on the release it a few minutes ago. As far as the inventory, it was probably well publicized, and the the general feeling is that, yes, the ball is in OPEC's court. We do know that several OPEC members, Venezuela and Iran, have some very high costs of production and sources of revenue where they do need, some very expensive crude oil. The Saudis, according to Wall Street, don't want oil prices below $60 a barrel. And there is this talk of, somewhere in 1 million barrels to 2 million barrel reduction at some point in time. I'm sure the gun is pointed at OPEC to, reduce production to stabilize prices. And I'm sure there will be some attempt on their part to do something.
And we also see that the U.S. dollar is significantly higher than it was a week ago when we talked to you.
A couple things there. We understand that there is a feeling that the world economic system is looking at Europe, the EEC, to lower interest rates, and as a factor of that, that makes their currency not as valuable as the U.S. dollar. The dollar is the leader. And the stock market, of course, is looking at some ugly third-quarter earnings by several companies. But we do see the predominance of the world economies to lower interest rates. We do see some stability, and there's no major economic panics as far as large money center banks or other factors in the marketplace to create a lot of panic in the market. It's more of a trading liquidation type market than panic. And my other feeling is a lot of the margin call selling by the hedge funds, both in stocks and commodities, seem to be ebbing. Also, yesterday we did get the feeling that the Lehman Brothers were, liquidating some of their holdings in the world. So as a result of that, some of this is understandable and creating, unfortunately, lower prices in corn, soybeans, and wheat.
We were kind of keeping an eye on the $4 level in the corn pit and 8.75 or thereabouts in the soybean pit as levels that we were in the back of our minds thinking would be kind of important to hold on to. And we're certainly on doing the good work on from a technical aspect that we've done in the last four sessions. What is your feeling of how the rest of the week will play out?
Well, as far as corn's concerned, the private weather forecaster at 4:30 a.m. this morning said that Central Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Dakotas are going to see some 35 and 45 mile an hour winds, 1 to 3 inches of rain. To me, that's an attention grabber with the idea that the moisture levels on the corn out there are 25% moisture. I don't think the yields are so bad in the corn fields in Iowa, but we do get the feeling that the bean yields have dropped off and are substantially below what the USDA estimates were, particularly west of the Mississippi. Half the beans are raised west of the Mississippi and half their beans are raised east of the Mississippi, and we do think that we will see on the next report, a good big bushel to the acre drop-off in the bean yields. As far as corn is concerned, the biggest help in the corn market is probably reduced plantings. At some point in time, we will see a new president elected in the White House, and I'm sure they're going to push ethanol usage. They're going to probably ensure blender fees, and they're probably going to encourage a lot of reforms in trading with some of the hedge funds. And I think that this will all stabilize agricultural commodities, particularly corn and soybeans, and years to come.
At these price levels or something a little bit softer?
Well, these are cheap prices. And, we are getting reports that Brazil can't afford to put fertilizer on and their crop could be below 60 million tons in Brazil. We understand that the corn crop in Argentina is 3 or 4 million metric tons smaller than a year ago. So we are seeing this pen basically causing some damage and letting the air out of the tire, so to speak, as far as big production levels around the world. Mm-hmm. And it is some dry conditions in South America, too.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.